Right, speaking of money, more insight this morning into the Crown's assets and whether they're worth owning, whether we should be in a discussion again about selling them. State owns about half a trillion in assets, 571 billion to be precise. So here's the rub. The returns don't cover the interest costs on money borrowed to own them in the first place. New Zealand Initiative, they've done the report, and Bryce Wilkinson is with us. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Michael.
The amount of interest that we now owe in every dollar, do you reckon people get that, understand that, or not really?
No. So in the report, we identify the net interest paid on government borrowings as about 3.7 cents in every dollar collected in taxes. And that's about three times higher than it was a few years ago when interest rates were very low and the debt was lower.
What would you sell if you could?
The literature, empirical work, is overwhelming that governments are not good at running commercial assets. So you'd start there. Also, the government owns an enormous amount of real estate in New Zealand, and DOC owns about 30% of New Zealand, and it's never going to be funded well enough to enhance the amenity value of that for New Zealand as much as other people could. So idle land, which is not using well, should also be looked at.
Ha! You've already enraged people, and this is where the debate gets interesting, isn't it? Do you think we're up for the politics of this discussion?
Yeah, the report acknowledges people's concerns about selling assets. We use the analogy of what a household does when it's in trouble with the level of its borrowings. You've either got to cut back in spending or raise income somehow. The government could raise tax rates, but it's also got a productivity objective, so that doesn't help. The other thing the report acknowledges is that any asset sales process has to be pretty squeaky clean. It's got to be getting a good price and no sort of hidden deals. It's got to be transparent. It's got to be an auction sort of process. So the report is very conscious of the people's concerns about government asset sales.
If this was the first time we were ever having the discussion, would it be completely different from the reality of what we're doing? And we've seen Kiwi Rail and all the other problems. You look at Whyalla in South Australia at the moment, you look at Thames Water in Britain. Saying you sell something well and it actually being sold well are often two different things. And that's a problem, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. And to some extent, the report emphasises that so much. So it is a bit of a warning sign to the government that you should be looking at doing this. You need so much money for infrastructure, for maintenance, hospitals, schools and the like. And now, with the Chinese wake up, are more on defence. So you should be looking at whether the country should be prepared to look at all the options and have an adult conversation about them and not let fears shut it down, but insist on good process.
Good on you, Bryce. Appreciate it as always. Bryce Wilkinson, New Zealand Initiative senior fellow. Mike Transpower's not for sale. Well, according to Greg Smith at Devon Funds, it should be. That's $1.5 billion, I think, from memory. And then you get rid of the rest of the other power companies going, and then you can sell various airports and ports, and so the debate begins. What will be interesting, the next step required is a party to come forward and go, yep, that's us. And so we've already got David Seymour of the ACT Party thinking that that could be something he could campaign on. And the other interesting thing is, do National go down that same route, 19 away from 7?